Well, all right. That is I Got Options. Options. Wise Options is the name of that track by LaTosha Reeves. And featuring another artist on that track. LaTosha Reeves is my guest for today. Phone lines are open if you want to call in and ask my guest and I or give us a shout out. The show has begun. I am calling from Evansville, Indiana. Yes, I am in Evansville, Indiana. This is your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. So as we begin, LaTosha Reeves, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you doing?
All right, all right, all right. And I'm glad you're able to get arranged to participate on the show today. Now, we're going to be talking about your music and all of the talented careers that you are very skillful in. So as we begin the show, let's talk about that track, Wise Options. Can you tell me who's involved with that track, including with yourself, and when was it released?
So the song Wise Option was written when I was originally an artist by the name of She Diddy, which is an acronym. It means it's an acronym for sexy, humble, educated, driven, intelligent, diva, that's determined, and still youthful at the same time. So it's actually an acronym. That song was also released about 5 or 6 months ago last mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And it was a transitional period of time, and it just was a way to give a voice to something that I was going through at that time.
Yeah.
And it also helped a lot of other people that when they heard the song, they liked it too. And it was like, you know, you got options, because it was feeling that, you know, it was coming out of COVID. And so it was an inspirational song to really uplift anybody going through anything from finances, jobs, relationships.
Yeah.
Family, just whatever you're going through, just giving you the knowledge to know that you got a choice, and we put a word to it, we call it options. It's not just no dead-end situation. You got a way to get out.
Oh, that's inspiring. I love that. I can feel that. Thank you for the information. So as we go along here, I'm going to introduce you to the curious listeners out here that don't know of you. Now, LaTosha Reeves, also known as Lady John Ray.
John Ray.
Lady, mm-hmm. Lady John Ray. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And she is a native of Columbia, South Carolina. Is that where you're calling from now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
All right. And she is a recent graduate of Southeastern Institute and graduated from Limestone College with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Business Administration and Management. Now, she has a desire to venture into the business sector and also has a love of performing and the arts. Now, you have a skill in career in modeling. You're an actress. You're an author.
Mm-hmm.
And not only mm-hmm. that, you're a singer. So, tell me what is going on right now as far as your modeling career to start off with?
Okay, so with the modeling, we're still doing promotional advertisement for different companies, some designers that I'm working with. We're preparing for some shows that are coming up this summer. Right now, because of the show that I'm involved in, I'm more so kind of geared towards the acting portion, because that show is actually coming up next weekend. I'm in a play where I'm going to be singing acting, and it's called Outside Looking In. It's going to be here in West Columbia, South Carolina. But we are working with a production company out of Florida called IOM Productions. So as of today, we got rehearsals as well, so I'm stepping away from rehearsals because I wanted to speak to you. I had to meet you. They talked so highly of you. But I also know that everybody has been asking, who is this person? This seems like a robot doing so much and hearing all the good things. So I wanted to talk to the listeners and tell them who I am.
Okay, right. And thank you for your participation today. Now, as far as the music goes, you have two new singles out. One is I'll Be There and Superwoman. What's the inspiration behind those two tracks? What's the story behind the music?
Okay, so my music is to give a voice to those people who can't say anything, and it's also inspirational. So starting with Superwoman, that was during the first song that I dropped, and that was really just a voice for those who were feeling tired and overwhelmed, but they also wanted to recognize that I am who I am, because you got to remember, everybody wants you to do everything, but you're not a superwoman. So I created my own superhero and let it know that, yes, I can do a lot of things, but I'm still human and I'm still a woman. So just wanted to bring back down to the reality, because it seems as though some of us are forgetting we are still human. We have flaws. We have limits. Even though we can do so much and be so many places, we still have to realize and recognize who we are and love on that as well. So it's acknowledging you can do everything, but you're a woman.
Yes.
And love on that. Love on that. Absolutely. That's not a kryptonite. That is a blessing, and that's a good thing to be a woman.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that. I really love the track, Superwoman, and I'm quite sure is out streaming now on all major streams online, correct?
It's actually being streamed not only online, it's being streamed on a couple of local radio stations and stations in various areas. I'm going to be traveling to Memphis, because they are definitely streaming it real heavy up there. So one of the radio stations is bringing me up there to do a promo visit on the 3rd of May. So I'll be going there. I'll be on tour starting May 3rd. That's when my tour starts. And I'll be touring May 3rd up until July 6th, which is my last show. And that's going to be in Alabama. That's going to be in Alabama or Mississippi. I'm not sure whether it's Alabama or Mississippi that day. So I'll be on the road after this weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Now, the track song I'll Be There, which is featuring, what is his name?
His name is Bob G. We call him the chef. His catchphrase is cook up, as mine is vibe queen, sultry vibes.
Okay.
And he's a local artist here in Columbia. We got together. We did another song together as well. We will probably be dropping an EP later this summer.
We're
just kind of doing some videos right now in between me touring. So I'm going to be a little here and there, but everything's been on hold until the play is done, because I'm singing and acting in it. And it's been the focus for right now, because it's really going to touch lives. And we're going to be traveling with that as well on the tour. So that's going to be in conjunction with everything. So I'm going to be on the road for a little bit. I'll Be There really was something to give our men and women a chance to say, I'll be there for you. Trust me. And it's just reinstilling the fact that, people you can count on their words, because it seems like a lot of people are saying you can't trust people, you can't believe in people, but it's just pretty much giving you the recognition that, yeah, people still say they're going to be there, and they do be there. And we got you.
Yeah.
It's in a genuine place of love. It's not in a, oh, well, it's a benefit to me. No, we are here to be there for you. We're going to be that voice. And want to give music give it back that soulful, that meaning that sometimes we feel we may have lost because we just want that quick, good feeling. But let's give something that feel-good music. We want to give that feel-good music now. So we're trying to get back to that.
Right, right, absolutely. And thank you for all that information. So what I'm going to do, I want you to stay in that hot seat. Get yourself together. Get yourself something to drink. I'm going to play these two tracks back to back, and I'll be right back. And you stay right there. All right, Latasha, we'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
be there where I'll be. Just say so.
That is I'll Be There, and that other one was Superwoman. Thank you all for still tuning in with me. Latasha Reeves is my guest for today. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I am still here, loving it. Thank you for having
all right.
me.
All right. All right. So as we move along, what would be that ultimate desire for your fans and followers you want them to get out of those two singles?
In listening to those two songs, I definitely want to make sure that they have a good time, enjoy, and just kind of know that it's okay to sometimes say that I'm tired today. It's okay to know that and acknowledge the beauty of yourself, and just it's okay to show love for somebody else.
All right, and thank you for that. Thank you for that. So as we move along here, can you go ahead and give your website information and also your social media pages as well?
Yes, ma'am. I'd love to. Okay, so you can reach out to me and find me on all social media platforms at Jean Ray the Artist. That's J-O-N apostrophe R-E-A the Artist. And that's on all platforms from TikTok, Snapchat, that's on Facebook, and that's also on Instagram. I do reach out, say hey, see how you doing, send me some videos. I'm loving the videos I'm receiving of the music with people taking videos with my song. It's wonderful to see it and see them enjoying it, and the feedback has been wonderful, as well as let me provide you with my email, provide you with my website, because it's shediddyepk.com. There you can find out where I'm going to be at, what I'm going to be doing, and what the latest music that I'm dropping, as long as other merchandise that we have out as well.
Okay. Well, I would like for you to mention the merchandise later in the show. So I would like to ask you about your upcoming events. Now, since you are multi-talented, you're an actress, you're a model, can you give any again, like you did earlier, some of the upcoming events that's coming?
Okay, so again, I have the play Outside Looking In that's going to be coming to West Columbia, South Carolina at the Brooklyn Baptist Community Center. They're going to have it there. The show starts at 7 o'clock. The author of the book that is being turned into a play is none other than Tamika Hill. So that show starts at 7 o'clock. They're still selling tickets right now. In addition to that, I have quite a few shows that will be coming up. I will be performing across the West Coast. I got a performance that's going to be at Cactus Farm May 25th. That show starts at 4 o'clock. I'll be performing and hosting a Southern Soul event. Oh my God, the artist there is going to be amazing. Then we have going to Magnolia Lounge on May 4th. And that's in Forest Park, Georgia. That show starts. It's going to be a day party. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to be getting together, having a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
And that show starts around 4 o'clock. Then we have a few other shows that are going to be coming. I'm going to be doing a May Day Fest in North Carolina. So I'll be coming back to North Carolina a good bit. That's going to be May 11th for the Car and Bike Show. And it's going to be a classic event is what they're saying. And we're going to keep it going from there. That's an all-day event. So come on, have a good time. If you got some nice cars, come and show off. If not, come and see all the cars and bikes that are going to be showing out.
Yeah.
And the bike shows that they're going to be doing while we're there. I think they're going to spin off and do some other amazing stuff.
Yeah.
We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then we got a few other shows, so I'm going to be a little busy coming up.
Well, thank you for that information. So with the information that you said on air today, will this all these events will be plastered on your website or on all your social media?
They will be on website and they'll be on all my social media platforms. You can check it out on either one of those and you'll have all the information there.
Right, right. And thank you for that. So let's talk about some future projects. Will there be any more new music videos? And of course, you did mention you're about to produce another album.
Yes, we got a small EP coming out. They'll be coming out later this summer. And I will be dropping some new music also. I will have a nice hip-hop R&B song coming out called Outside. That'll be dropping. It's going to be a party thing. We'll be performing that live at the May Day event. That will be coming out. And then I also have a song called Fast and Furious. That's going to be coming out. It's more of a trail ride song that will be coming out. It's really, really things coming up. So videos will be dropping. We'll have a single and a video release party at the end of May, early July. They haven't finalized all the details, but be on the lookout for that information. So, yeah, we'll be having a couple of videos coming out.
All right. Man, you sound so exciting and hard to keep up with. So
I have to keep a schedule. People, you have to keep a schedule for all of this.
Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. And I understand. I know. So as far as any modeling shows and upcoming movies, is that coming up later in the future or later this year?
Yes, they are. We don't have a date for one. We have a movie that we're recording in North Carolina. We're wrapping that up, but we had to put me on hold because I was here with this show because the show is coming out before that one. So that movie will be dropping later this summer. They don't have a date for me with that. As we get closer, we'll know. But I can tell you it does deal with human trafficking of young females.
Oh.
And it's a topic that is not discussed much but does affect all. It doesn't matter what race you are. And it's a really scary because we look at the statistics in this and it's a very touching subject because there are a few people that are involved in this show that have had their child taken from them. So they'll probably be sharing some sneak peek information about that as well. So that's about as much as I can give about that. But that is coming out later this year.
Yes.
And then I have a few other projects that will be coming out, but they haven't because they're in the final stages of recording. So my days are kind of filled with trying to keep everything together.
Yes, I understand. And thank you for the information. So if anyone wants to follow up with Latasha Reeves, look her up on her website and her social media. And I'd like to ask you, how many Facebook pages do you have? Business pages and personal pages? I just need to know.
I have a model page. Then I have my personal page. Then I have two business pages because try and keep everything together. Keeping author information separate from music is a challenge. But any given day, somebody on my personal page will see anything that I'm doing because sometimes it's like I'm not going to all those pages. So they'll come in. So try and give them that stuff a little bit here, a little bit there, not to over inundate them in it, but just to kind of share stuff because they don't always, some of them aren't on all the other platforms, and it's just easier to have it there. That's why we have a website. And then, you know, like everybody else, you have a little fun on TikTok. So doing some of the latest TikTok trends.
Right. A lot of people love Facebook, and I understand about Facebook. And if anyone wants to follow up with me, you can follow up with me on my personal Facebook page, which is under Brenda Nanette Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. And then I have three business pages. One is Lady Diva Radio. One that's blogtalkradio.com Evansville. And another one is Let's Jazz It Up. So anyone can reach me on any of those pages. And, of course, I have two music community pages also on Facebook. So anyone can contact me through Facebook on any of those pages. So as we move along here, I'd like to ask you, LaTosha Reeves, this.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your opinion on the Black sisters in the industry for being an actress, the acting, the females? Say, for instance, Taraji P. Henson. I remember she was talking about how the Black women are not getting paid enough for their acting career. What's your opinion about that?
Well, that has been the case. A lot of times we don't get paid the same amount as everybody else. Even coming up as an actress, you don't get paid for all things that you're doing. So you got to have a love and a passion for what you're doing. But you also have to know your worth. And I commend Taraji Henderson for knowing her worth and standing up for herself, because it is very hard to get and obtain the same respect and the level of pay that everybody else in the industry is getting. So for her to stand up for herself and know that she is worth that and she deserves it, I stand with her 100%. And I do understand how other people feel, because they're not experiencing it. So if you don't experience it, you don't know how it feels. You want to get equality, and they speak of having equality, but it's not always there.
Yes.
But you have to work for it.
Yes. But you have to have the confidence of knowing your worth and the passion you have, correct?
Exactly. You got to have a passion for it, and you got to have thick skin, because you're going to get a lot of no's before you get a yes.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of no's before you get that yes. And when you get that one yes, you still got to celebrate everything you've been through to get there, because you work hard. Everything helps you. Everything is a part of the process of growing as an actress, as an individual, and as a person. So take everything and grow from it. Don't let that be the stumbling block that deters you from a blessing that you could have.
Right. Y'all heard that from LaTosha Reeves, everyone. Now, can anyone call you Lady John Ray?
They can call me Lady John Ray, but a lot of people generally call me John Ray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have feedback on that, so people just want to know. So another track I'm going to play at the end of the show will be Bob G, the Chef, Mind Games. Now,
that's the one that I wrote, and he loved it.
Okay, so when was it released?
That one just got released, as a matter of fact. It was dropped before Superwoman.
Okay.
So that was dropped around the holidays, November or December timeframe.
Okay.
And that was me experimenting with working with a rap artist. I was the first one I really kind of wrote a song that.
It sounds pretty good.
And, I mean, he says, I'm glad. So I'm glad he agreed to join me with that project, that song, and that's the video, one of the videos that'll be coming out.
That's great.
Real soon. Yeah, so we got a video. We finally finished it. Worked with, and we had a videographer, but things happened, and so we had to go with a different videographer. And we loving what we coming up with this one. And I'm excited because the reaction, because it was like, this is the first time you've done this, and this is like so out of character for you. I said, everything's going to be out of character for me coming forward, because I'm now under my own, managing my own self and doing a lot of things, and I'm enjoying the new direction that we're going with the music. It is really
That's good for the people.
I'm taking all the feedback that I was given, and I'm putting it in the music, and so I'm giving life to what they ask for, and we're giving you what you asked for, and I'm getting great feedback from it.
That's right, and thank you. Thank you for that information. So at this time, you're more than welcome to give some shout-outs to all those lovely people that's been supporting you throughout all your multi-talented careers. Go right ahead, Latasha.
All right. Well, one, I got to give God his glory because he gave me the giftings and the ability to do that. People think you only got one gift. No, you got one gift that can do more. I love my children, Jelana, Trinity, and Jamari. Everything I do, they are there with me, and they're going through it with me, and I love them. So Mommy definitely loves you. I love Miss Portia Davis. She has been my music mentor, my everything, my mama, all that. And also Jacob Anderson, who has been my biggest supporter of everything I've done. My friend that brought me, that helped me get along in the music and get me my start was Rasheed Ori and Tito Gonzalez. They've been that. And my dog, my big boy, Bob G, that's my dog for real. And I love Bob, he's my cousin. I got to give him the shout because he really been pushing me. And my cousin, who's my sister, I love her, Jakeisha. So I got more shout-outs, but if I keep naming names, people going to get mad. But those people, I really got to say, I love y'all.
All right. Let's give them all a hand that they will keep on supporting you in all your career.
Oh, and I got to thank my fans. Oh, my God. The fans are amazing.
Great.
They really go for you. They really do support you. They really push
you.
Yes, they do.
Now, let's talk about your two books. One is called I had it down, so I'll let you tell it. One is called Empowered Defiance. And the other one is Mirror Imperfections. I haven't been able to pull them up and read the books, so I need you to give some information, starting off with Empowered Defiance. What is that book about, and what does it mean to you?
Empowered Defiance was, I'm a military veteran, and so I was going through some transition of the military, and that was one of the first books that I wrote. When I first was starting that journey, was figuring out some things. And it just gave voice to the fact of being able to do things and go above and beyond and know that you can do anything you put your mind to it. Mirror Imperfection was after I had got a major injury that really stopped me from doing a lot of stuff, but it also opened my eyes to realize that those changes were just God's redirection, and I was able to do some other things, and I released my first album called The Journey that goes in conjunction with that. So that was me joining in the musical world. So it was a new direction for me, and I really, really love it. So you got a book, sing a CD, and you have a journal that goes along with that book. So it was really just saying that all things that you feel are wrong, check that and understand that what's wrong. You need to know that that's what you feel is wrong, not what somebody else say. So it's owning those things that you felt were wrong with you and then giving it a voice to be better. So it was my inspirational path.
Oh, okay. I think I need to check that book out. So those two books are available where?
Okay, so Empowered Defiance is available in all bookstores. I did that under a publishing company. Mirror Perfection was my first book I released on my own. So that is on Amazon, but it will be going to eBooks and everything real soon. just had to do my music. But yeah, it's on Amazon. All these books are available on Amazon, as well as the journal that goes along with it, which is Owning Your Flaws.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you so much.
You're
so
welcome.
I would like for you to give your website information again, please. That will be it for right now. Go right ahead.
So my website, again, is shediddyepk.com. You can get, as a matter of fact, you can actually go on there to order CDs. You can order some of my merchandise, like the shirts, the hats. We're getting ready to add on some other things as well, like the umbrellas. We have now we have some new merchandise that's going to be added soon. We just got it, and I'm excited about that, too. So I can be able to add that on. You'll be able to get some YouTube links and everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that website has a lot of stuff. And then I'm also an entrepreneur. So all the stuff that you need that we have under Jean Ray is going to be available on that site. So you'll be able to book and buy on that site.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm interested in some merch. So I would love to get a T-shirt and an umbrella. So I'm going to have to get in contact with you. Yes, I would love to get a T-shirt.
You got to get my information because I got some new stuff now.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go to your website.
No, this is going to be exclusive. You're getting exclusive stuff, so I'm going to send that to you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we got to do a photo shoot. The photo shoot is coming so they can add it onto the site. We just got this, so this is going to be amazing for you to get it.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll send you an MP3 copy of this show so you can put it on your website. And last but not least, any words of encouragement you would like to give? You seem to be such a humble woman. So I would like to ask you, any encouraging words you would like to give to those out there that's going through a journey of their career? Any words you would like to give or a message you want to deliver?
I would. One of the things that whenever I talk to people who are wanting to do something from the youth, when I go to speak to the youth, is I always tell you, figure out when you wake up in the morning, what is that first thing you think about, that thing that brings a smile to your face? If that one thing that brings a smile to your face and makes you feel that warm and fuzzy feeling, go after it. But when you go after it, make sure you understand where you're going, what you're doing, and not just remember, you are a business. I don't matter what field you're in, you are your own business. You are a brand. Take and own it and love on it. And if you make a mistake, that's a part of growth. It's a learning stumbling block. Don't run from them. Embrace them and then grow from them. And that's my word.
Wow, thank you for the words of encouragement by Latasha Reeves, everyone. Latasha Reeves, a.k.a. Lady Jean Ray. So as we sign out, I will play Bob G. the Chef with Mind Games, including you on the track. Yes, and we'll play the other songs for people that tuned in late. We'll play I'll Be There and Superwoman. So I'm going to sign out. Thank you, Latasha Reeves. You are more than welcome to come back on the show on your new music projects. You have a blessed day. I want to say good evening to everyone, and thank you all for tuning in and listening. Catch up with all my episodes where they are free to listen online on all major streams where podcasts are available. So I want to thank you, everyone, for your support. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
but a focused man is powerful. Choose wisely.